address, norfolkbreakfast at bbc.co.uk. Now, what's the kindest thing a stranger has ever done for you? That's what one Norwich art exhibition is asking. They're launching at the Museum of Human Kindness. 12 visual artists have created art installations inspired by stories about random acts of kindness, with pieces ranging from graffiti to a giant gold leaf tooth. The project kicks off tomorrow at the Antiros Art Foundation Gallery. We were supposed to be sending Wally Webb, but he's stuck in the rush hour traffic of Norwich this morning, so that tells you how bad it is. But I'm delighted to say that one of the guests he was going to be talking to, Kaz Murahashi, has from the Museum of Kindness, she has been good enough to join us on the line today. Good morning, Kaz.
Good morning.
Nice to talk to you. So, the Museum of Human Kindness, tell me about it and tell me how this exhibition came about.
Yeah, so the Museum of Human Kindness is a project where we're celebrating random acts of kindness, especially from strangers, by bringing stories and art together. And it came about because we sort of began to notice around a few years ago, this sort of discussion started to change from, you know, being kind of understanding towards others to something that was a little bit more antagonistic and prejudiced, and this kind of language war, and the media noise was getting a bit tough to listen to on a daily basis. But then we kind of looked and thought, you know what, I mean, actually, our everyday, it's still marked by a lot of kindness, you know, from one person to another, family, friends, but also amongst, between strangers. And we thought, wow, let's really try to celebrate that. And I know that BBC Radio 4 has the Saturday morning Thank You Collins. And we thought, well, that's really nice. And these stories are so beautiful. And they kind of represent a lot of our humanity. But at the same time, we thought, well, maybe as artists, we can try to kind of expand that, you know, ephemeral kindness into something more visual. So we try to pull the art and stories together.
Maybe we should borrow that idea this morning and take people's calls about their acts of kindness and things they want to say thank you for. When you're talking about acts of kindness, are we necessarily talking about great big grand gestures, or can it just be little everyday things that people want to say thank you for?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question, because we've been collecting stories and we've got a website where people can write in. And it was kind of an experiment to see how people interpret kindness. And it ranges from, you know, just little things to, oh, somebody helping me up when I fell down in the middle of the street or something, to kind gestures that kind of lasted a lifetime. So, yeah, it ranges. And I think that's the beauty of it, is that it's so human that there is no sense of scale. It's always about just one person to another.
Here's a difficult question then. How do you turn some of these acts of kindness into art?
Yeah, well, it was actually a fun process. We collected stories, and then we have our core team members who are also visual artists, and we also invited 7 additional artists, and we all chose a story to respond to, because some people will have an affinity to a certain way, you know. One artist said that, well, I like this story because it presented a lot of risks, you know, for one person to reach out to a complete stranger. I don't know, you know, if I could do that. So I really responded to it. And then from there, the kind of creativity kicks in. So it's been a process that's different from one artist to another, but it was something meaningful. And I think that's what it was about, kind of at the core, is, you know, where do you find something that speaks to you? And when that happens, things begin to grow again. So this kindness ripple kind of carries on, I guess.
So what will people see if they come to this exhibition? How will this manifest itself into an art exhibition at the museum?
So we will have the 12 artists' visual response, and then next to it, there'll be the original story that they responded to. So the idea sort of comes from an exhibition or a museum called the Museum of Broken Relationships in Zagreb in Croatia, where people sent in mundane objects that represented this kind of separate to the kindness, but relationship breakdowns. And it's really interesting what happens when you read a story in an object, and in your head you're trying to match the two together, and all of a sudden there's a whole new world that kind of emerges. So hopefully, yeah, we'll have the art and the story together, and by people looking at it, they'll make their own interpretations, and hopefully leave where they feel like, oh, actually, yeah, kindness can range, you know, from simple acts to grand gestures, and maybe I might consider something myself. So hopefully it kind of carries on.
What's the kindest thing a stranger's ever done for you, Kaz?
Well, they're really small things, too. I fall often. And sometimes when you're sort of in the middle of the road and when you're on your own and something not very expected happens, you know, I get really embarrassed. And it's just, you know, somebody coming and saying, "Are you okay?" And just, you know, just talking to me for 15 seconds or so just makes me feel like, okay, I'm not a hopeless case. And little things like that. But also things like, you know, when I'm always trying to push things with very little money in the bank. And somebody came and said, "Well, actually, I'm a printer. I can print some things for you." And, you know, if just pay for postage. And just somebody coming out of the complete blue to just help out when you're just in that little bit of need.
It makes a big difference, doesn't it? So that's who you want to say thank you to today. So you're at 2 Thoroughfare Yard near Magdalen Street, aren't you, in Norwich, if people want to come along and see all of this. That's right?
Exactly. Well, the Antiquities Gallery is on Magdalen Road.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Good
and,
luck.
We'll be open from tomorrow for about 10 days.
We hope it goes well. We hope it goes well.
Thank
Kaz Murahashi joining us this morning to talk about a new exhibition looking at the Museum of Human Kindness. So we should take that on, really, shouldn't we? It's Monday. We all like to sort of cheer ourselves up a little bit. If there's anything a stranger has ever done to you, what's the kindest thing that a stranger has ever done for you? Would you like to come on the radio this morning and just say thank you to somebody? Because other radio stations are doing it. So, hey, maybe we should too, as we've got a Museum of Human Kindness in Norfolk now. 0800 389 7321. That's the phone number. You can text 81333, start your message with the word Norfolk. Who do you owe a vote of thanks to? And we'll keep taking on Norfolk landmarks as well. Pieces ranging from graffiti to a giant gold leaf tooth. The project kicks off tomorrow at the Antiros Art Foundation Gallery. We were supposed to be sending Wally Webb, but he's stuck in the rush hour traffic of Norwich this morning, so that tells you how bad it is. But I'm delighted to say that one of the guests he was going to be talking to, Kaz Murahashi, has from the Museum of Kindness, she has been good enough to join us on the line today. Good morning, Kaz.
Good morning.
Nice to talk to you. So, the Museum of Human Kindness, tell me about it and tell me how this exhibition came about.
Yeah, so the Museum of Human Kindness is a project where we're celebrating random acts of kindness, especially from strangers, by bringing stories and art together. And it came about because we sort of began to notice around a few years ago, this sort of discussion started to change from, you know, being kind of understanding towards others to something that was a little bit more antagonistic and prejudiced, and this kind of language war, and the media noise was getting a bit tough to listen to on a daily basis. But then we kind of looked and thought, you know what, I mean, actually, our everyday, it's still marked by a lot of kindness, you know, from one person to another, family, friends, but also between strangers. And we thought, wow, let's really try to celebrate that. And I know that BBC Radio 4 has the Saturday morning Thank You Call-in. And we thought, well, that's...